The Ramen Noodle, episode 92, is brought to you by
Christmas Colors Incorporated. With Christmas Colors Inc., you can have a white Christmas, a blue Christmas, red, green, or any other color Christmas you can imagine, if only in your dreams. Visit our website at ChristmasColorsInc.com.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 92.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you've gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And we are happy that you are joining us again today. And hey, before we get into anything, we have a very special announcement. That is, we have finally launched our Once Upon a Time podcast. It is over at oncepodcast.com. So you can check it out. Woo hoo hoo! Yeah, monkeys, monkeys, monkeys. I need the monkeys for this.
So much for hand gestures. Where are the monkeys?
That looked like a monkey hand gesture.
It was. I did look very monkey-like, pushing my hands. I put my hands in the air. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I put my hands up and down.
I put my hair back and forth. Anyway.
Yeah, so check out the new podcast about Once Upon a Time. It is over at Once Podcast. You can also follow the Once Upon a Time podcast Twitter account, which is at Once Podcast, so that way you can connect with us over there. And it even has Rumpelstiltskin's laugh of approval.
Oh, I love that.
But this is the podcast where we share funny things to flavor your day. Seasoning packets of comedy.
Funny things to flavor your day.
Yeah, the metaphor doesn't quite carry if I don't include it all.
That's right.
Which is the way it works.
Because without context, where are we?
Exactly. I love that quote. But you know what? Most of the people I say that to don't get it.
That's because they're dumb.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Sorry, everybody who's ever heard that and didn't get it.
Speaking of not getting things. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week. I have two things to share that have happened with us. I'll save the second one until the end of the three of us sharing. The first one is we recently took our friend Dan, who, by the way, co-hosts with us on oncepodcast.com. We recently took our friend with us on a little trip, and in a parking lot, we saw a very Christmas decoration out by the side of the road. And it was the Grinch, a really inflatable Grinch.
Really inflatable Grinch?
Yeah. And it was facing the road with his back to us. But they were in the process of deflating this Grinch because it was near the end of the day. And so it was bent over a little bit. So it looked like the Grinch was mooning us. He's got his Grinch bum sticking out straight at us.
Wow.
And he doesn't wear pants. He's wearing just a coat, which makes it all the worse.
Oh. Why didn't you take a picture?
I should have gotten a picture. I don't know why I didn't get one. Jeremy, what do you have to share?
Apparently, it's been an unfunny week for me. But I did come across a tweeted picture of a Facebook update that's so meta.
And it's from 6 hours ago.
Well, the picture was taken 6 hours later. So what we're going to attempt to do, because the person who posted this didn't use entirely clean comedy podcast friendly language, is I'm going to read and I'm going to pause. You hope, and you're going to have to bleep the words.
Okay.
Using my voice, ironically.
This, yeah.
I mean, did I just admit that?
Using what?
My yeah. Is that my voice? Yes. All right. I think this is brilliant. So here goes. As I started to read the sentence, I started thinking, in my mind, I was already translating the words to different words. So I'm going to have to remember to pause so that the bleep over my translation wouldn't sound like I said something else.
Uh-huh.
Let the bleeping commence. I was being a to a cab driver last night and refused to pay the fare and threatened him. When he told me that he would take me to police station, I got scared and planned to do a runner on him. That sounds weird. When I tried to run, I forgot my phone in the cab. And now that cab driver is teaching me a lesson by writing this post. Even though I was being extremely rude, clumsy, the cab driver is still kind enough to give me an opportunity to get my phone back. All he asking is the fare I owe him and an apologizing note on my Facebook wall, and want all my friends to like it so they can see my true face. The cab driver will check my Facebook again tomorrow to make sure, and once he sees the apologizing note, he'll send the address to pick the phone up.
Oh, that is great.
And then down below, they're blanked out, but it's three people's names that are blacked out and 59 others like this.
Oh my, that reminds me that I found someone's phone once in a Walmart parking lot, and it was a smartphone. I wasn't sure if it would work though, because it'd fallen, the battery popped out, and
was it able
was
to
wet.
Tell you its name?
No.
Oh, I thought you said it was smart.
Well, it did actually once I turned it on, and I started going through like the address book on it, copying number. No.
Oh wow.
And I found easily, I looked up, is there a dad and a mom? Because it looked like a girl's phone, primarily by the fact that it was pink.
Which right.
Generally indicates that it's a girl's phone.
Generally.
So I took the phone in to the Walmart place and let them try and return it.
Into the Walmart place.
But in the process, I started texting or calling a couple different numbers on it. I tried calling like the dad and the mom from the phone. The phone battery was really low. And they answered, the mom answered, but the phone wasn't working right, so she couldn't hear me. So like she was saying, hello, hello, and she said the girl's name. She's like, hello, are you there? And she doesn't hear me. I'm saying, hi, my name is Daniel. I have your daughter's phone.
It'd be horrible. She starts going, where are you? What happened to you? I haven't heard from you in days. You were supposed to be back.
I'm Daniel. I have your daughter.
Oh,
phone.
Wow. Oh, wow. It'd
be terrible if it cut off at a bad moment like
See,
that.
I would think you should just pick someone random and text them and say, I haven't forgotten what you did. I will get you.
I did eventually find the person in the Walmart store, but
oh.
I got smart enough to copy the phone number and call from my phone. And then I said, hi, this is who I am. This is where I am. Your daughter, I guess, dropped her phone. I've got it here. I'm going to leave it here. And I did get to text the dad, I think, at one point. And he said something like, oh, she's always losing her phone.
That's funny. So did you make new friends through this?
I could have gotten on Facebook and started posting stuff because it was a smartphone and it had wow. Facebook on it. But this is comedy gold. Yeah. Or what you shared was great.
You're like, here's where my phone is. I'm too silly to know where I lost it. Yeah. No, that wouldn't be very nice, but funny.
We'll have a censored picture of this in the show notes at, I wanted to say, oncepodcast.com.
I know, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm being way too serious. All this overdosing on serious podcasting is getting to me.
Yeah.
We need to do a Chinese fire drill.
Oh, not in here.
Well, take out this wall and we can do it around the desk. It would be fine.
The internet comes through that wall. If you take it down, then the internet will be like a fire hydrant. I'll suddenly get like 200 megabits per second. I like this idea.
We could walk down the wall. Onto the internet.
Yeah.
We could swim through the internet.
Through a portal.
Portal. Let's go. Take out this wall right now. Do you have a hammer around here?
So anyway, that picture will be as Jeremy pounds on my wall, and I'm starting to actually worry about it. He hasn't been by a wall in the studio for a while. He misses it.
Okay.
This picture will be at the real address, which is cleancomedypodcast.com/92. Jenny, what happened recently with you that was funny?
I had a dream last night.
I had a dream.
I dreamed that we were in bed and there was this huge spider coming down from our ceiling fan that's right above our head.
This sounds Minecraft inspired.
Well, it wasn't that huge. Oh. It was the size of a silver dollar. It was huge. So I hopped out of bed and I turned the lights on and I looked for that spider. Of course, I didn't find it, but...
Oh, in real life.
Yes.
Oh,
in real life, I hopped out of bed. I can hardly remember it, but I remember doing it. And I remember... Daniel, you didn't say much, actually.
Well,
she's at it again.
Here's what I heard. Here's what I heard. In the middle of the night, I hear... Oh!
I did not do that, did I? Oh my gosh!
So, my first.
Are you sure?
Yes. My first thought is she's having some kind of weird dream or something.
I just remember sitting up straight, really fast.
Yeah, you sat up and you looked at something and you're like, there's a huge spider there. And so
I got up and I turned on the bathroom light. Well, that's
even
in our
even
room.
Before that, I said, are you sure you're not just dreaming?
I don't remember you asking me that.
Because where do you put the spider when you apply it?
I was trying to remember what the quote was.
Well, I don't remember.
But yeah, then she did get up. When she got up and turned on the light, I knew she wasn't still asleep anymore. But like she
you
even
hoped.
We looked all over on the bed.
I looked on the bed. I was contemplating climbing up on the dresser and looking above the fan to see if he was hiding on top of the blades.
And I didn't even realize until you got back in bed where you thought you saw the spider coming from. Like, either you said on the bed or something made me think.
Well, I thought it had fallen because as soon as I turned the lights off, there was no spider. And I was like, holy crap, that thing's in our bed.
Actually, the impression I got in my mind when you started saying it is that there was a spider like right in front of you. You know how we swallow 8 spiders in our sleep in a year? I thought that this was some big spider that was actually like right in front of her. So I think what I did is I whipped the sheets a bit to try and get it away from
her. And
I
was trying to look on top of the comforter, and he was whipping the sheets.
Back and forth. He whips the sheets back and forth. He whips the sheets back and forth. Oh.
But then when she gets back in bed, she says...
I was having a lot of trouble getting back to sleep. I was thinking, that spider's going to come down again.
You didn't know it was a dream?
I wasn't sure it was a dream. I just wasn't. It was so real. Like, I opened my eyes, and I thought I saw, like, this huge spider dangling from... a web on the fan, and I just freaked out.
When she got back in bed and said that it was on the fan or hanging from the fan, then I thought back to when she turned the blades of the fan to see if it was up
there.
Did
I turn the blades of the fan?
Yeah. And suddenly I'm lying awake thinking, what if the spider was on there? She turned it and then the spider just flings down on top of me.
Maybe this you guys thing had was a huge. Shared dream.
It was huge. Anyway, I went back to bed. And I think I actually told you the story about my dad.
If you did, I wasn't awake for that.
Oh. Well, when my dad was newly married, he and mom were in bed. And he suddenly jumps out of bed. And he's like clawing at the bed. And mom's like, what are you doing, Bill? And, Dad he's like, there are cockroaches all over the bed. And I thought of that. I don't know if you heard me. Apparently you didn't hear me tell that story.
Actually, I do remember that now.
Okay. Yeah, I had a my dad moment. So my dad, if you're listening.
Do you ever have your mom
happened
moments?
To me too. Sometimes.
Your mom has moments.
Oh.
Or wait.
Oh. The I'm married to you.
Then the other thing that happened to me recently is Friday night, I went to a social media party for a group that I'm getting involved with for doing some teaching and webinars with them. And they had one of the guys there that I know. He's a big guy and tall and muscular and not like fat, but he's just big. He walked away and I could tell what
digging
he was doing.
A hole.
He had this box with him as he was walking away and I saw what the box was. So I knew what was going to happen. He came back dressed up as Santa.
Oh my.
And what they did is they had door prizes for everyone there. And
dork prizes?
Almost. This is all a bunch of adults. So when they won a door prize, they'd go get their door prize from this fake Santa.
In a very mature way because they're all adults.
And then they sat on his knee for a picture.
Uh-oh.
And here's the thing. I have a bad feeling I might have suggested that.
You're gonna say, I have a bad feeling I might have sat on Santa's knee at some point in the evening.
I did say, does the winner get to sit on Santa's lap?
Oh my gosh.
So I'm not sure if they already had it planned or they got that idea after I said it jokingly.
You did this.
But then they said, we want all of the teachers
to all sit
webinars
on Santa's knee right now.
Right now. One at all a time. At the same time.
Oh, one at a time. That's no fun.
Yeah, so there is now a picture that exists of me sitting on Santa's knee. And when I sat down, because I've never, like we talked about before, I've never been raised believing in Santa. When I sat down,
I got this warm, magical feeling. And I believe now.
Oh,
I know him.
I know him.
I whispered in Santa's ear, and I said, this is actually the first time I've ever sat with Santa.
Josh, like, whispered in his ear.
Yeah, kind of. Well, that's more like yelled creepy. It in his ear, because this was a very loud restaurant.
I hope someone took an extra picture of Daniel whispering in Santa's ear while
caption
sitting on
for
his
that
knee.
Picture would be, Santa, I want a pony.
Either that or, you sit on a throne of lies.
But it reminded me of a song.
Uh-oh. Okay.
And I'm going to play this song.
Oh, you're not
going to
sing.
Huh. No,
oh my gosh.
No!
The caption is just awful.
Mom made beans for dinner. No, I ate them all. Said, come get your coat on. Going to the mall. Gonna visit Santa. Sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa, I thought that I'd explode. The gas bubble grew bigger with every ho ho ho. Tried my best to hide it, that I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, what's that smell? I farted on Santa's lap. Now Christmas
has
got a
stick
for me.
Oh man. Oh my.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not going to let the whole thing play.
Oh.
But I will have this in the show notes that so everyone
a little
check
piece
out
of my brain leaked out my ear just now. I have a paper towel to wipe it up.
But you know what?
Here you go.
This
here
video.
Have tissue.
This video is going to give a very happy Christmas.
Sorry, I had to get my brains off my shoulder.
This video is going to give a very happy Christmas to John Steinklauber.
Yes.
John Steinklauber, this one's for you. Was for you. I'm not going to play it again.
Please don't.
So that's our funny stuff that's happened within the last week. But we also have funny stuff from you, our listeners.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello.
You have a bad connection.
We actually have a few things that came in that I want to include all of these before it's Christmas, since we want to be in the festive spirit and very generous and giving. And so the only way we're going to give back is by playing messages. And
bah, humbug.
Yeah, since we can't afford to do anything else. But we can make you laugh.
Humbug.
And you know who else we can make laugh?
Humbug?
Almost.
Woo-hoo.
The Stoltz can laugh.
I love it.
This came in from Jada30.
Hope I'm calling Daniel Lewis and the Ramen Noodle. Hey, listen to your podcast on bacon. And
bacon.
Remember talking about wrapping the tickets in bacon?
Oh, I was sitting here thinking, is there a podcast network called Bacon? It goes with the Noodle Mix Network.
The Bacon Pod.
Thought I have a better way to give the tickets to the guy. This is Jada30, by the way. Hey, what you do is you raise the toilet, like the lid.
What?
The seat, you know, the clean part, the part that never gets messed up, the lid. You put it down.
Does nobody ever sit on the toilets at his house?
Tickets on top of the lid and then put it back up.
Oh,
and then she acts like she's mad at him and goes, hey, put that toilet lid down. I don't want to see that. And then he sees the tickets when he puts it down. Hey, love the podcast as always. Take care. Bye.
Very clever idea, Jadeth, but here's the problem.
Confused.
No guy would ever see those tickets.
Well, what?
Well, almost.
Is he talking about the top of the lid? Like when it's all the way closed?
No, on the seat.
What?
Because, you know, the accusation that guys never put the seat down.
So
some people mistakenly say the lid, but they mean the seat.
I think, you know, he said the part that never gets messed up. I think he's talking about
the actual lid.
Yeah. Oh, but I just want to know top side or bottom side, because he said the part that never gets messed up. And if he means the bottom side that faces into the toilet when it's closed, I would like to introduce you to an infrared video of a toilet flushing, which is why this guy always puts down the lid and the seat before flushing the toilet, because I don't want to think about that spraying in the air, which does, and you just can't see it.
An infrared toilet.
I don't know if it's infrared.
Yeah,
but
you'd want the tickets on the other side.
You'd want the tickets out of the bathroom. I don't like anything that's been in the bathroom. Just saying. They'd have to be digital as well, because those tickets would burn. Magazines in the bathroom creep me out.
It's a clever idea, though.
It's clever.
If I were one of those rippers, you know, the people that rip your tickets, I wouldn't want to hear that story.
And I'm glad that you don't aspire to be a ticket ripper.
Yes, I'm sure everyone tells the ticket ripper their story about the tickets.
I found these tickets in my bathroom on the toilet.
Would it be awful if everyone who went through the line told them where they put they had the tickets?
You don't know where these tickets have been. Well, actually, I do, unfortunately, know where every single one of these tickets has been. And you don't want to know.
Let me tell you the story. Last week, Jenny said something about how sad she was that she never gets any email. And so someone actually did send in an email addressed to Jenny.
Really?
So I forwarded it to Jenny.
You forwarded it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm feeling a little merciless.
I got
a
leak speed. Yeah. And so, Jenny, read your email.
Read my email?
Not like everything that's in your inbox, but just that one message.
Think you should read it. I would rather.
The part of the show where Jenny comes out and reads all her email.
I want Jeremy to read it.
What?
I want you to read it, Jeremy.
You want me to read your email?
Yeah.
Well, that's new.
There you go.
So why am I reading this?
Because I told you to.
Okay. That's always good enough for me.
I just want to point out the awkwardness here. I received the email. It was addressed to Jenny.
You forwarded it to me.
And Jenny's having Jeremy read it.
We all share here.
Apparently.
Do you know where this email has been?
Unfortunately,
we don't want to know.
Is it better if I know who it came from first? Or better if I do not?
I don't remember who it's
from. Well, I'm going to just start reading, and you'll have to imagine the voice, because I can't imitate.
It's from a girl, I think.
Or maybe a wagon.
What a bad case.
All right, it says, this is to Jenny, because she said she never gets feedback. That's two words. Ahem. So my funny story is, okay, I got one. I think that she has thought to text technology.
And somewhere he's not thinking very legibly.
Yeah.
He? I thought it was a she.
I don't know anymore. Actually,
oh dear, that's unfortunate. In college, I was in a study group in the library. where somehow we got into Catholics and a girl thought they were not Christian. We were discussing it when a guy walked up. Being a goody-goody, I freaked out thinking was a librarian telling us to quiet down. However, it was a guy just wanting in on the discussion. Then a girl walked up who also wanted in. I think I'm going to start reading this in a different voice.
This was a girl.
Yeah, okay. Please do. Yeah,
context.
Where
do
me
your girl voice.
What?
Do
no.
Female
it's not,
voice.
It's not happening. that's Daniel anyway. Where me and my study group were just looking at each other, wanted to bust out laughing, so I decided to get out and leave everyone else there. I made up the excuse of, oh, I need to get to class, and took off. Later in class, the girl who didn't think Catholics were Christians asked how I left her like that. I forget what I said, so I must have lied and made up an excuse. Oh, my. P.S. I know the story's not very funny, but I felt bad. No one sent you emails.
Thanks.
That's...
Well, that was an interesting story. If you're a librarian... Well,
happy like of Catholics. Yourself? I like every kind of Catholic.
Oh, dear.
I just want to hug all of them.
All right. Well, the awkward dust stopped falling from the ceiling. It's like fairy dust from a bad fairy. I think it's going to turn me into a cockroach.
Or an exploded fairy.
Fairy.
Oncepodcast.com.
That's the kind you can get wands from.
Also, we received this voicemail from Drew. Now, remember how last time I said there might be a little... technical glitch with the voicemail system since I'm switching over.
Turned out it was just Drew.
This is awkward. I was trying to call to the ramen noodle, and I think I just got into Daniel's voicemail.
He did.
Oh.
So
yeah, my cell phone rang when he called.
Yeah, that's the problem with changing your podcast number and then using the old number. The archive lives on.
Yeah,
well, you're going to have this problem for years to come.
Yes, I probably will. But
and I'll laugh and laugh and laugh.
But I didn't recognize the number, so what I'm going to do for the next, I don't know, lifetime is just not answer numbers I don't recognize. And so I saw his number calling. Actually, this was just before the party where I got to sit on Santa's lap.
Got to. Did you hear that, everyone?
Oh,
got to.
I was also driving, so I decided not to answer it. Didn't recognize the number. Turned out it was Drew.
Daniel, I am a Nigerian prince, and I am interested.
Oh, sorry. It's a Nigerian prince.
And selling you a business plan, which would only cost $1 million, but you will get $2 billion out of it. Please just... call me back. I'm just kidding. Whether or not this gets into the show or not, I don't know because it went to your voicemail. This is Drew from the West Side of Mars podcast, and I know you guys really have a thing for Lost, and I found the show. Imagine this, Lost with zombies.
Isn't that what it was? But that's TV show and its viewers.
Whoa.
Lost plus zombies.
No.
No? No. Equals lost party?
Zombies don't cry.
That's pretty much what this show is. It's called Walking Dead. It's on Netflix. It might be on Hulu. And it's on AMC, which is the original show, if you don't have either Netflix or Hulu. I'm not sure if it's on Hulu, but, you know. And, yeah.
I think he meant to call into someone else's podcast.
is that funny?
Go check it out. And sorry if for some reason this is like really inconvenient for me to be calling Daniel's actual cell phone, but I never know how to end these phone calls. It's always really, really awkward. So
and that's it. Awesome.
The awkward dust continues to fall. I would like to go through what I believe were his thought processes.
Oh, yes.
We heard the beginning. Oh, this is awkward. I didn't mean to call this number. I was trying to call the ramen noodle. Here's the funny part. I'm a Nigerian prince. Oh, but wait a minute. This is Daniel's personal number. Maybe this should be also partially useful. So there's actually this show that you might want to check out. And here's some useful information about it. And then, oh man, I've been talking a long time on Daniel's personal number. I don't even know if you wanted me to call this. So here's an apology, and then the rest is history.
Well, we've been all buddy buddy ever since he had me on the West Side of Mars podcast.
That's a good status.
21, I think, or 20, somewhere around there. The title of it tells you what the story is. Edna.
Oh my.
So if you go to westsideofmars.com and search, it was...
You brought Edna back, did you?
Yeah. I resurrected Edna.
Oh, dear.
And I think this telling was so much better than the first one.
Oh, well, you should steal it and put it into the archived episode of The Ramen Noodle in which you first told it.
Yeah, I'll just delete any time Drew spoke.
Oh, my.
Since we're so buddy-buddy, you know,
so
I'll just
buddy.
Call him up on his cell phone and, you know, run it by him.
You should do that. I'm glad you
call
guys
him up
are
on his cell
buddy-buddy.
Phone? Maybe you should leave an awkward long message.
Maybe you should call and pretend to be a prince from a different country or from a different realm.
Yes. This message came in from Dana. She says, hello.
Delaney?
This is Dana, or Blackout Girl, as I'm recognized from Nobody's Listening podcast, the chat room, I guess, or forums.
She was just here.
She was.
Hopefully soon from the Ramen Noodle podcast as well. Well, now, you know what? You are also from the Ramen Noodle podcast. Anyway, nicely placed anyway, by the way. I have a story about my mom's first impression of my boyfriend. He was over at my house for a while, but then we had to go to a bowling match. We're both on the school bowling team, so we went together. That's an interesting way to meet people. I like to throw really heavy balls. Do you?
Oh, my.
That came out a lot worse than I intended.
You can just...
Let's it sounded skip. Clean in my head.
You just got that out.
Continue.
My mom was telling me the plan for the weekend. On Saturday, visit grandma, and Sunday, have my birthday party. Well, seeing as my boyfriend has a very dry and sarcastic sense of humor, he spoke up and said in a sarcastically excited voice, "Yay! Hop in the sleigh and go see grandma!" He kind of chuckled to himself for a little bit. A few minutes later, my mom decided to speak up and explained that my grandma is in the hospital and is really sick. I bet he felt stupid, and first impression is thus ruined. Thanks. I love the podcast. It makes my day.
Dana's boyfriend fail.
First impressions don't matter.
Yes,
there are lots of people that I think are wonderful. And my first impression, when I think about it, I just have to laugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I do. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We should have a night where we share our first impressions of all our friends. No, not really.
No, first impressions of each other. What if we did that?
I know.
Like, because we could say things like when Jeremy and I, is our earliest memory of meeting, when Jenny and I first met, our first impressions.
Could be interesting.
Jeremy and Jenny meeting for the first time. When, like, if Dan was nearby or if he was going to be here as a guest since he's on oncepodcast.com, maybe he could. I could share with him my first impressions and he would share his. Which are funny also. Maybe we should. We should have a theme
Maybe
show
we should.
About first impressions. That's a great idea. Thanks, Dana. Blackout Girl.
What was that?
Are you closing the email?
I don't know why I added a sound effect. Here is a message from Ian. He says, it was lunch period, 7th grade, so last year. I sat at a table with my friends, Cameron and Nick. Sorry, Cameron and Nick, you're going to be killed by stalkers now. And I had just gotten my lunch, as you do, in the cafeteria. My friends, Cameron and Nick, who I'm starting to think are sponsors of this message, because Cameron and Nick, kept taking things off my lunch tray. You know, just messing with me. It got to the point that it was really getting annoying. So I said, next person who takes something off my tray, I'm going to throw this cup of ketchup at. Referring to the cup of ketchup I had sitting on my tray. Thank you. I was wondering if you had a ketchup to back up your threat.
Secretly, I was bluffing. I had no cup of ketchup.
Always have the ketchup before the threat.
Good quote. Maybe the episode title.
Of course, because we're stupid middle school boys.
Stupefied.
Middle school boys. Nick proceeded to take the milk from my tray. And again, because I was a stupid 12-year-old boy, I threw my ketchup at him.
Way to go.
Hey, you got to stick to your guns. You got to be honest. When you say you're going to do something, you better follow through with it.
By 12, he'd learn not to make empty threats.
It's called commitment, boy.
Boy.
You are learning it well. But also, commitment comes with consequences.
With great condiments comes great responsibility.
At this point, time slowed down.
Your mouth looks really funny when you do that.
Until this 12-year-old girl named Emma walked into the room. And then time started to move again.
Yeah. Oncepodcast.com.
Ding. Oh, I was hoping you were going to play the laugh.
Oh, it's not convenient.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Unlike Drew's call. Well, that wasn't convenient either.
You're not convenient.
Time slowed down. Ketchup flying through the air. By the way, when he says cup of ketchup, I'm imagining like a drink cup full of ketchup.
No, why? I'm thinking that little paper cups you have at the restaurant.
Ketchup cup.
That's what he
ketchup
meant.
Ketchup cup.
But when you say a cup of ketchup, I just think of a whole cup.
Well, what do you call those little
Your
cups?
Mind is excessive.
Is it a cup as in a glass? A cup as in 8 fluid ounces?
No.
Or a cup
How about
as in...
I go get a cup and put some ketchup in it and throw it at you?
So you can have an accurate picture of what this looks like.
I want to relive what you felt.
We'll call it part of your empathy training.
At this point, time slowed down, ketchup flying through the air. Nick does a move that I'm sure is straight from The Matrix.
I knew it.
And deflects the ketchup. I just imagine this little cup with the like ketchup rings going behind it. Yeah.
Ketchup ring? Oh, yeah.
Kind of as if it's going through water.
Like the air ripples.
Yes. Yeah.
And it landed straight on my principal's bald head.
Whoops. The tension
flies past me and all over
Emma,
the girl, Lily, whom I wanted to marry someday, but now lost all hope of.
Oh, dear.
Does it really
I added
that?
That part.
Oh, no wonder he hates ketchup.
Poor
but
Ian.
It does say Lily, and it does say something about, sorry, you're going to die, too.
Huh?
It's not real ketchup. Don't worry.
Huh?
Sitting behind me. I didn't see her or how much ketchup was actually on her. But apparently, when she went up to a teacher to tell on me, she was in tears.
Oh, poor Lily.
I was promptly sent to the office where I had to call my parents and tell them what I had done and that I would be in ISS all day the next day. Dude, you sent to the International Space Station?
Oh, my
goodness. I am going to go throw some ketchup right now.
Let's go.
Where's Lily? Yeah. And I hope
we'll
she still
Lily.
Cries over it. That was really mean when I think about it.
Hey, what if Lily listens to this?
If she's older now, though, I've heard that big girls don't cry. So I'm not really sure it would
You're
get me to the International Space Station.
Awakening when you get married.
Oh, the layers.
You know,
to that statement.
You know what would be great is if someday Lily and Ian do get married, and the way that he proposes to her is he puts the ring in a little cup of ketchup and throws it at her. That would just be so romantic. Please note, do not follow any romantic advice given in this podcast.
But yeah. That's some kind of poetic justice.
Do you know how hard it is to get ketchup out of clothes?
I don't know. I've only ever thrown it on girls. I don't know what it's like
How
to get it off.
How about we test this theory upstairs after the podcast?
You know, in my day, kids would throw mud at the girls
in
that
your
they liked.
Day,
we'll find that
Whose
shirt that I
it?
Hate, and we'll put ketchup all over it.
Apparently these days, because in the city, there isn't mud anymore. It's just all concrete jungles. Ketchup is the new thing to throw if you like a girl. So, Ian, good luck with Lily. I hope it, you know, works out for you, too. Thanks, Ian.
Good story.
And apparently Bob is dead because Bob was not in his email. Every time I get an email from Ian, it ends with, look, it's Bob.
Oh,
and it's
no.
just a little email signature.
Oh, maybe Bob he quit seeing Bob.
Yeah, it could be.
Because I think Bob might have been an imaginary friend, but at some point they just tend to disappear.
Yeah, maybe he put him down.
Ian, by the way, is also known as Harasne.
In our chat room.
The majority of the internet is what he says in his signature.
The majority of the internet contains Harasne.
And ketchup. Harasne is great with ketchup.
I think you should change his name to Flying Ketchup Cup. Or just Flying Ketchup.
So thank you guys for those great funny stories.
And thanks for the email.
Yeah, it made us feel special.
That I got to read.
That Jeremy got to read.
Did you
Random
ever determine
listener.
Who it was who sent it?
It was... It's the email address doesn't look like an actual name. And the name that's associated, like with the email account when it comes in, had the word Century in it.
Thank you, Century.
So it's someone running a business account from like a Gmail account. And doesn't Ooh. Actually have their name. So we don't know who it was.
Random listener.
Thank you, Random Anonymous. Anonymous.
I'm thinking of that movie with the blue guy and the...
Smurfs.
No. Smurfs. The two superheroes. Oh, what was it called? It was a Pixar movie, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Incredibles.
Megamind. There we go.
Oh, yeah,
Megamind.
Mega Ketchup Cup.
And the hero guy was like, and thank you, random citizen. Or maybe it was, I love you too, random citizen.
In the chat room, which by the way, I'm now seeing people come into the chat room and saying, my phone is reminding me the ramen noodle starts in 5 minutes. Yeah, we started early.
And didn't change the live calendar.
We know. That's what we normally do this live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time, but had to move it this time since we're recording another episode of our Once Upon a Time podcast, oncepodcast.com. And it will be the last episode for this year, and this is the last the ramen noodle episode for this year. So you can join us again in January, on January 2nd, for the next episode of The Ramen Noodle, and we'll be live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And please send us your stories about first impressions. Send us your stories about clapping monkeys.
Apparently that's the signal for clapping monkeys.
Yes, the... raise the roof signal.
As we both sat over here doing it and staring at you.
Which is very awkward in my place.
I wish everybody could have seen it.
Let's do it again.
All right. It works. It really works.
I have to add the sound effects so people who are listening to this know what's going on. Because your arms make that noise, apparently.
Okay.
That was not true.
No. But please send us your funny stories, funny things that you see on the internet, funny stuff you want to share with us. If you've got a funny joke, emphasis on funny, then please send that stuff to us. feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221 and you can get that there to us. You can also get the links and some of the pictures and stuff that we mentioned in the show notes for this episode, which will be at cleancomedypodcast.com/92. Now, additionally, I want to share a couple news items. Noodles in the news. I just like how newsy that clip sounds.
It likes how newsy you sound, too. It told me.
Now, this is a video that...
Aw, it's a baby.
You can't get the full effect through audio, so you do have to see this video. It will be in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/92. But this is a video of a baby scared by its mother's laugh, and I think you will be able to... empathize with this baby.
Poor kid.
I chunky little one.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess it's fine, yeah.
I'm with the kid. Like, oh, mommy's playing with the baby and then she laughs like a man.
Hey, you're getting smile.
Poor child's face.
The baby looks so worried.
Oh my.
Hey. You're so cute.
Oh my word. I hope she doesn't really laugh like that.
I think she does.
No, it sounded like she was like, going lower than normal.
I wonder if she was just trying to get that face out of the child. That
maybe
was hilarious.
Yeah.
And who sent us that?
That wasn't sent to us by anyone. That was just something I ran across somewhere. I can't remember now.
Oh, well, I think Heather sent it to you, even if that's not where you saw it.
Oh, yeah, that probably is.
So much for my segue.
Yes, that's right. Heather sent that to you.
I'm paying attention to the chat room.
Yeah, the problem was I removed the email and was looking at just the YouTube video.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then one last thing. Our friends from across the pond, meaning Canada. Or no, actually the other pond. So Europe.
Jeez.
Here's the headline. European Union bans claim that water can prevent dehydration. Brussels bureaucrats were ridiculed yesterday after banning drink manufacturers from claiming that water can prevent dehydration.
Huh?
That's...
I don't understand.
This is what Europe is like.
This is what Europe is like. I don't know about Europe itself, but EU. I pronounce it EU for good reason.
European Union officials concluded that following a three-year investigation, there was no evidence to prove the previously undisputed fact that apparently that water can prevent dehydration. Producers of bottled water are now forbidden by law from making the claim and will face a two-year jail sentence if they defy the edict, which comes into force in the United Kingdom next month. Are they actually claiming this on their bottles? Like, our water prevents dehydration.
I don't understand the issue. I can't even laugh. The idiocy is sucking all the humor out of me.
The idiocy is the humor.
In this. Oh. Idiocy.
Last night, critics claimed the European Union was at odds with both science and common sense. Conservative MEP, I don't know what that is, MEP, Roger Helmer.
I'm a conservative MEP.
This is stupidity writ large.
What?
That's what he said. The euro is burning.
Oh.
Well, that's because they need to put some water on
it. I know.
But apparently the water isn't allowed to prevent burning either.
The euro has become dehydrated and they don't believe in water anymore. So
that's crazy. I can't stop wrinkling my nose at that article.
Thank you, European Union.
That's so weird.
But I want to see the bottles that are actually pointing
prevents dehydration.
Out. Yeah.
If it's water, then it does.
Who in the marketing department came up with that brilliant idea? Hey, you know what would sell lots of water? If we tell people it prevents dehydration. I think we got a killer marketing scheme here.
Oh my goodness.
Why would you legislate that? Just look at them and shake your head and laugh and be like, we know. Shut up.
Oh my gosh.
Next, they're going to be telling the makers of food products that they can't say prevents hunger.
Food prevents hunger.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Well, it goes right along, though, with the solution to world hunger. And by the way, I came up with this idea a while back. I thought about it long and hard. The solution to world hunger is people need to eat.
Oh, this is bordering on the insensitive.
They
What if they could?
That idea came from the European Union.
I'm going to go take a bunch of that water, whether it can hydrate people or not, and I'm going to send it to the needy now, along with some food, which we can still say prevents hunger.
So, listeners, we would love to hear from you. Your funny stories, your awkward moments, your first impressions, if they're funny, by the way. Don't just say, my first impression was, she's beautiful, or something like that. But share your funny first impressions, anything funny with us. Email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com, and you can also include audio files with that if you have the ability to record that and it's not forbidden in your country. Then send that to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com. Or you can also call in and leave a message on our voicemail line, which is 903-231-2221. Also, make sure that you check out our new podcast over at oncepodcast.com. It's all about Once Upon a Time, and we have a lot of fun with it. So check that out. Make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast so you will automatically receive every single episode as we release it. And have a happy new year and a Merry Christmas. I'm Daniel J. Lewis. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/theramennoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon, phlegon.
I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/jennysnook. We have more calls! Ring, ring, hello!
That was not it. So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our great podcasts like this one, and I think it's great. You probably think it's great too if you've made it this far in the podcast. So find more of our great podcasts over at noodle.mx, and especially check out the new podcast, Once Podcast, all about Once Upon a Time, over at oncepodcast.com. And check everything else out at noodle.mx.